so
Love Talk Radio.
All right, baby, give my love to everybody.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. So if you would like to join us, please dial in 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. And you can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer and invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
dear God, I want to thank you for all of those things you do that I never see, helping me get through each day safely, making sure my family is protected, and all of the other countless blessings that you instill upon me. And Lord, I ask you to protect my children physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and in every way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you.
All the honor, all the glory.
Elohim Ozaya Lai, which means God my help. And Psalms 54:4 in the NIV says, surely God is my help. Elohim Ozai Lai. L. The Lord is the one who sustains me. God, my help, you are the God who helps me and sustains me. When I am in need, you are there. When I am alone, you are near. When I don't know my way, you guide me or come alongside me to walk with me as I find it. You are worthy of praise, Elohim, Ozai Lai. Because your great arm reaches out to help those in need, you provide me with all I need to carry out the purpose for which you have placed me on earth. You sustain me with the kindness of your love, the wisdom of your mind, and the strength of your arm. I adore you, God, my help, with all that is within me. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, praise God, All to Approach. The scripture for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. And it says, their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all the people. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. The writer says, when the priests would enter the tabernacle, the first thing they would see is the altar of sacrifice. Have you ever considered why? We could be correct in saying that sin had to be atoned for, that the priest had to be made clean internally before they could serve God. They surrendered sacrifices to destruction in order for that to be possible. But those offering actually carried an even deeper meaning. In fact, the book of Leviticus often uses a word for sacrifice or offering that comes from a root that means to approach or go near, as in becoming personally involved in a relationship with someone. In other words, the priest would make the offering first in order to say, I would give anything to draw near to you, Lord. This is why Jesus became the sacrifice for us. So when we say, I would give anything to draw near to you, Lord, Jesus can tell us, I gave everything so you could always. He wants us to be in relationship with him even more profoundly and passionately than we do. So don't deny him. Appreciate his sacrifice close and love your Savior. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for giving everything so I can draw close. Amen. Amen and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. I pray that it was a blessing to you as it is always on to me. At this time, I will play another selection. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose, from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. In the fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. Far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds. Restore our souls brand new. Oh,
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
he can move mountains. the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Celebrate the arms of God.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. It is now time for our daily bread. Amen. Which is entitled, Will You Still Love Me? And our scripture reading for this message is coming from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, where it says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God shows his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and always the doing of his mighty word. The last three verses, the love that caused Christ to die is the same love that sends the Holy Spirit to live in us and guide us every day. The power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that saved you and me. It's available to you in your daily life. Be assured that having begun a life with Christ, you have a reserve of power. You have reserved of power and love to call on each day for help to meet every challenge or trial. You can pray for God's power and love as you need it. God is holy, and he will not be associated with sin. All people are sinful, and so they are separated from God. In addition, all sin deserve punishment. Instead of punishing us with the death we deserve, however, Christ took our sins upon himself and took our punishment by dying on the cross. Now we can rejoice in God through faith in Christ's work. We become close to God, friends, rather than being enemies and outcasts. Amen. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from Romans 5 and 8, where it says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Again, the title of this message, Will You Still Love Me? The writer said, 10-year-old Linlin had finally been adopted, but she was afraid. In the orphanage where she's grown up, she was punished. She was punished over the slightest mistake. Linlin asked her adoptive mom, who was a friend of mine, Mommy, do you love me? When my friend replied, yes, Linlin asked, if I make a mistake, will you still love me? Although unspoken, some of us might ask that same question when we feel we have disappointed God. Will you still love me? We know that as long as we live in this world, we will fail and sin at times. And we wonder, do my mistakes affect God's love for me? John 3 and 16 says, assures us of God's love. And it says he gave his son, Jesus, to die on our behalf so that if we believe in him, we will receive eternal life. But what if we fail him even after we place our trust in him? That's when we need to remember that. In Romans 5 and 8, Christ says Christ died for us even when we were still sinners. If he could love us at our worse, how can we doubt his love today when we are his children? When we sin, our Father lovingly corrects and disciplines us. That's not rejection. Romans 8 and 1. That's love. Hebrews 12 and 6. Let's live as God's beloved children, resting in the blessed assurance that his love for us is steadfast and everlasting. Amen. To God be the glory. Question. How does understanding God's love for you strengthen you to obey him? And how does it impact your view of sin? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your steadfast and unchanging love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread for this evening. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Like a bullshit. that my hands can't reach that far. I ain't made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong, but it's your love that brings me home.
Can't walk. throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there are one thing I come to know without a doubt, is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always. When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees, say help to save your feet. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say. And he'll show the way. Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be opened. Through the hope he is in the Father, he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
God, my help, please pardon me for the fears I entertain when I don't know how to get through a trial or a struggle. Fear wells up in me as a natural emotion, but I confess I don't quickly chase it away with the truth of your character. With the truth of your word, I should. Please have mercy on me for not expecting your help, but rather having to be reminded that you are truly there. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer, and now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
My goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am excited about this word. I know it sounds like, well, she don't sound excited. I was rushing. Y'all know how I get. I mean, rushing, trying to give a word, get everything situated. So I was rushing, but I am excited about this word. It is a familiar passage. You know, we all know it. And you know, every turn around and God gives me something he gave me over and over, I go, Lord, I'm getting ready to look like Boo Boo the Fool. Huh? Well, guess what? He said, you ain't the only one that said they'd be foolish for the Lord. Huh?
Amen.
Come on now. There's others in the Bible that said I'd be a fool for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's something to this thing. But it's a familiar passage. It's awesome. I'm just excited that God is allowing me to be the one to present it today. And, you know, I tell y'all this every time. Every time I turn around and he gives me the same passage, and I go, I ain't see all that in there. It's always some new nuggets that I haven't seen before, which is a good thing. We thank God. There's a young man. I'm not going to say his name because he's going to try to get me. But there's a young man. There's a young man that I work with, and he blesses my heart because every time he comes in there, he's such a distinguished gentleman. And I look at him, I go, okay. And every now and again, he'll slip back in there and go, okay, Miss Kathy, what's the word? What's the word? And I'm looking at him going, wow, you wouldn't even think that he would be coming to me asking me this. But he shared something with me the other day. And he said, I heard a good word the other day. And I was looking at him going, huh, I wasn't on the other day. But I let him go ahead and tell his story. He told his story. Mm-hmm. He said, I heard a good word the other day. And I looked at him, and he said, you know, I was reminded that the thing that I gave up on, the dream that I was pursuing, and I said, you know what? It's not going to happen. I'm going this way. He said, but that thing ignited in me. Something got ignited. And I said, oh, the gifts got stirred up again. He said, and I was so happy that I heard that because I had already given up on doing it. But I turned around, and when I heard that word, I knew God was telling me, don't you dare give up on that. It is never too late. And that's good news for all of us. All of us at some point just give up because it's taking too long to accomplish something. It's taking too long for that dream to be fulfilled. It looks like it's never going to happen. No, how about this? It looks like God is leading us a different way. No, we're going a different way because we feel like it's working. This is the comfort zone. But look at all the people in the Bible, okay? Things didn't automatically work out for them when they first got started. No. It took a good while for things start to get in place for them. And the
years.
Same thing goes for us, for all of us, including me, because there's some things I've given up on. So I was listening to him, and I was thinking, I gave up on a couple of things myself I need to go revisit.
Okay.
And so that's for all of us. You know, the young man was sharing it with me, but it's really for all of us. Don't give up on that thing that you've been pursuing for so long and it's still not happening. And you said, that's it. It's not going to happen. No, keep going. You're closer than you think.
Amen.
Right? Why give up now?
That's right.
You know, go keep going until you get whatever it is you after that you believe you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, God is right there with you. You give up, God is going to look at you and go, okay, if you think you can't do it, you know, why
That's
should
right.
I, you know, put it in place for you when
yes.
you've already given up? God is acting on our faith. Remember that. He's acting
right.
on your faith, my faith, our faith.
Yes.
My goodness. Well, I got to hurry up and get into this word so I can hit it and quit it. My goodness, before my time is up. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight. Thank you for another glorious day, oh God. Another day that was given, not promised, but it was given. We saw another day, another opportunity to show kindness,
thank
to show love, to just hug somebody, to remind somebody how much God loves us. My goodness, and how do you do that? We do that when we show them love. We're saying God loves us all. He said, if you did it for them, did it for me. And so we start to remember God is still using us. We're still his extended hands. And I thank God that you're still molding and making each and every last one of us, oh God, making us even all the more into your likeness. We say thank you. We honor you, oh God, that we even had another day, another opportunity to love on somebody and care for somebody and pray for someone. Thank you, God. Father God, as I prepare myself to go forth with this word, I'm saying I'm getting out of your way and allowing you to use me as a vessel to deliver your word to your people, oh God. And even the ones that haven't come in yet, they're still your people. They are still your people. And so I'm just elated that you would use me to do this kind of a work, oh God. A work that is, oh, my goodness, you know, we're talking about saving lives, seeing lives saved through the work, the hands of the Lord. So we thank you today and ask you to have your way. Oh, God, have your way. Yes, we ask all of these blessings, and we know your word is not falling on deaf ears. They may not come in today, may not come in tomorrow, but they will come. So we thank you, O God, for all that you've done, doing, and are going to do. We ask all of these blessings about your word, O God, in the matchless name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. This is good. You know what? Thank you, Father. You know what? I'm sitting here, and I looked down at it again just now. And I realized, hey, my mama told me this was her favorite passage in the Bible. And I looked at it and went, yeah, because when she went home to be with the Lord, we had it on a little packet with a picture of her, Psalms 23. So thank you, God. Ooh, I have to preach this day. Let's get into this word, Psalms 23. Verses 1 through 6. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. Told y'all it was a familiar passage. What's that you say, Holy Ghost? Oh, I got to give y'all the title. You know, I told you guys, I am only riding in this car. God is doing the driving. The Holy Ghost is tapping on my shoulder saying, tell them the title. So I got to tell you what the title is before I read the word because, hey, I'm going where they taking me.
All
the
right.
title of this message tonight is Safe in It. Oh, my goodness. God is just jacking me up today. Whew. Whew. Title of this message is Safe in His Arms.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was going. I had to work. I had to do all these things, get my work, you know, that I pulled out throughout the weekend. And now I'm finishing up looking at it because I was just sitting here studying, and it's just coming to me Okay, am I not on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and it's just coming to me, like I've been studying it, doing all this, getting ready, and I just see where Psalms 23, that was my mother's favorite passage in the Bible. And then I'm getting ready to tell you the title, and he slaps me on the other side of the head and says, remember? And the title is Safe in His Arms. And one of the things that I remember about my daughter-in-law is that she would sing this song so absolutely beautiful. And we, you know, me and my sisters, we used to have talent shows. We were so crazy. And the kids, we had these talent shows. You ain't going to win nothing, but you going to be the winner. You had a talent show where you the winner. You ain't getting no prize, but you the winner. And so we always had these talent shows. And so all of us wanted to sing and see who was going to sound the best. And we all sing and sing. And my brother, he's sitting there, you know, scoring up who won. Here comes my daughter-in-law, and she starts singing Safe in His Arms. And we all looked at each other and go, you can't sing no gospel.
Why not?
And my brother goes, you guys didn't say what you could do. You do whatever you want to do. And she sang Safe in His Arms, and we all looked at each other like, yeah, we know who won that one.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my brother let her win, you know, and I'm just amazed. It sounds like I'm all over the place, but I'm really just amazed that, number one, I'm just remembering this was my mother's favorite passage, and then how awesome of a job my daughter-in-law did singing it. And every time I used to see her after that, I'd go, go ahead, sing that song. Sing it. She said, no. You know, after a while, you be like, okay, can you pick another song for me to sing? Mm-hmm. But anyway, the title of this message is Safe in His Arms. Here we go. Let's ride on out with King David. Psalms 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Or the quiet street. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for the sake of His name. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Let me go down to verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My goodness. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of His word. Amen.
Amen.
That's good stuff. Again, the title of the message is Safe in His Arms. Wow. We're looking at King David. And, oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You got to understand that when David was writing this, he was actually picturing himself as the sheep, God the shepherd. So with that being said, you've got to take yourself out into the wilderness where the shepherd is leading his flock, come on now, through green pastures and all of that. A lot of times, a lot of times we hear, he prepares the table before my enemy, and immediately, you know, we take it and we run with that. Well, devil is duking us because we're not getting all of the meat that was intended in that meal, okay? So he's saying, go all the way back up to verse 1 so they can see why David said what he said in verse 5. And I say, yeah, because what happens is we pull out the verse that we want to make us feel good, or pastor, whoever's preaching, they'll pull out a verse to make everybody feel good, but they need to give them all of the surrounding scriptures so you can gain understanding My goodness, glory to God. Not only what God is saying here, but to hear what was David's state of mind. Yeah, we know that King David had a lot of enemies and they was all over the place, but he took himself and he went back to the days when he was a shepherd. Because you got to see what David is saying. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. So in other words, I'm a shepherd. Mm-hmm. I've had a flock, but I've not had the flock. God has the flock. Mm-hmm. I had a flock. I only had a portion of what God has control over. Come on now. So King David is saying, even though I'm a leader, I've taken the lead. I am not the leader. I am only a leader. So what he's letting us know is even though I've been in the position of a shepherd, I'm not the shepherd. Okay? Jesus said it himself. He said, I am the good what?
Shepherd.
He's the good shepherd. So in other words, there's got to be some bad ones.
Oh, yes.
Huh? He said, I'm the good one.
Yeah.
If you say I'm the good one, you're implying there's some bad ones. Oh, in this instance, it's not so much he was a bad one. Guess what? He could never do all that God does. I can only take care of a small portion. I can only protect a small portion of what God protects on a daily basis.
Yes.
Right? I'm not God. I get tired. Right? I get tired. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. Right? So while y'all running to me, I'm running to him. Right? Y'all run to me for safety, and I'm running to him for safety. Why? Because he's really keeping all of us, not just me. He's keeping all of us. Yeah. Because, see, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Here's the part that they don't realize, right? When they get to talking about, these are my sheep, my members, and all. Hey, hey. They don't belong to you.
Amen.
Don't get it twisted. You might be the appointed shepherd right now. You are not the shepherd. They don't belong to you. You've only been given the task, thank you, God. You've been given an awesome responsibility to watch after them.
Yes. That's right.
You're supposed to watch over them.
Amen.
But they don't belong to you.
That's right.
They belong to the shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I checked, there's only one, God. Right? And guess what? Even when my mama used to leave my older sisters in charge of the younger ones, she said, watch over my baby, don't let nothing happen to them, da-da-da-da, and she's gone. Well, even though they're acting like mom, they're not the mom.
Right.
Okay? They're doing everything that she would do. They're protecting us. They're feeding us. They're watching out for us, making sure we don't hurt ourselves. But they're not the mom. Okay, they're just watching out for us in her absence. So guess what? All of us, and I'm including myself, I am a shepherd. I'm a pastor. You're not my sheep. You're not my members. You don't belong to me, right? I've only been given an awesome task of watching out for you, praying for you. Trying to lead, did you hear me say trying? Trying to lead and guide you it down the right path. Right? I'm trying. Watch out now. Here goes
all
King
right.
David. He says, guess what? I'm not the leader. God is always going to be the leader. I love this because David is using every ounce of his being in this song to get us to understand who's really in control.
That's right.
Who he really is independent of. He depends on God for everything.
Yes.
Yeah, you let me be a shepherd, but they still not my sheep. And that's good for somebody, because some people think that their pastors are their God.
Mm.
Wow. Big, scary thing. They running around going, well, I got to do what Hester say, and Hester told me, and Hester, and God has said, Pastor John is their God. You know what? We did a lot of things for my pastor in California. And when we went too far, she said, that's enough. You ain't got to do all that for me. She said, I'm human like you. I'm not going to let y'all glorify me and get me taken out of here.
Yeah, amen. That's
you know,
right.
And I'm looking at her like, what you talking about? You know, she said, the last time somebody tried to share God's glory, they ended up dead.
Mm.
And I'm looking on, wow. So all of these things you see people doing, and Pastor Stephen and I, we have seen a lot of stuff. We've seen men walking up to the pastors and wiping the sweat off their brow. We've seen men putting on shoes on the pastors. We like, what in the world?
Mm.
You are armor bearer. You, my goodness, glory to God. Listen. Don't let anyone do that to you. Don't let them put you in that place, because you'll start acting as if you deserve to be there.
That's right.
None of us deserve that kind of treatment. None of us. David said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Guess what? Yeah, he makes me to lie down. Guess why? Because I'm so crazy, I don't even know when I need rest.
That's right.
I'll just keep going and going and going. I don't know I need rest. I'm a sheep. I don't know no better. I just keep going and going, pushing myself.
That's
and the next thing you know, I done collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't even know to go get some rest.
Right.
I just kept wandering and wandering and wandering. And he maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes, he does. He really does.
God tells us in his word, come to me, all ye that are heavy laden. You need rest.
Mm-hmm.
You can't function without proper rest.
That's right.
So he's got to make you, and you know, we just keep going. Next thing you know, your body is just all worn out. I got a headache. Oh, my legs are hurting. No, that's just God telling you you need some rest.
Yes. That's
yeah, because you won't stop going otherwise. If you didn't get a headache, if your legs didn't start hurting, you just keep going and going and going.
Yes. True.
For what reason? Jesus rested. Come on now.
Yes, he did.
He said he makes me to lie down. And then he says, he leads me beside quiet water, peaceful streams.
Yes.
Do you know that when you look out into the rivers and the ocean, that water is just poof, poof, poof. So guess what? If the sheep go near that water at that time, and even a person, you're going to get pulled in. And if you get pulled in, the waters are so rough that you cannot be pulled back out. It's going to instantly take you on down.
Mm-mm.
And so it says, he leads you beside the quiet stream. So in other words, God is leading us to peaceful places. I'm not talking about the places you go on your own, okay? I'm talking about where God is leading you. God is trying to lead us out of harm's way. He's trying to lead us to a place of peacefulness, you know, comfort, a better lifestyle. But no, we get to looking at stuff and we want to go over there and we want to do this and we want to do that. And thank God he still got the rod and the staff. My goodness, glory to God.
Yes.
And so he says, you know, when he leads you beside the quiet streams, that's where the waters won't overtake you and draw you in.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it becomes a place of refreshment for you. You can just kneel down and get something to drink.
Yes.
And when he leads and guides you to the still waters, guess where he's leading you to? Himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The last time I checked, he says he was the living water. So
yes.
If he's leading me through the, oh my goodness, glory to God, the quiet stream, right, of peaceful waters, he's leading us to himself.
Yes.
That's the only place that we can go that we're going to get all of that.
That's right.
Yeah. My yes. goodness, glory to God.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, Father. Stores my soul. So he revives me when I'm exhausted, when I'm weary, when I'm
yes.
broke down. He is restoring my soul. Don't you know that Jesus said his soul, come on now, when he had to drink from the cup, right? His soul ached to the point of death. Yeah. So if God is restoring our soul, we're so overwhelmed with life, with all the problems of life, but God is restoring and refreshing. Why? The living water has shown up on the scene again.
That's right.
My goodness, God,
yes,
I love
Lord.
You.
Thank you.
He leadeth me into the pathway of righteousness. I told y'all he was leading her to himself. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God.
Yes, he is.
For his name's sake. Everything we do, we think it's about us. It's never been about us. It's always been about him. So everything we do is for his name's sake. Guess what? If you don't help Sally, you didn't help God. If you don't help John, you didn't help God. And I know some people are saying, well, how do you know when to help? Because there's so many people out there. You don't know which one's getting ready to go buy a drink of beer, which one's getting ready to go do drugs. You don't know who to help anymore. Because it said all those people out there, they make more money than the people working. And while that may be true, guess what? It's also true that if you give ear to hear, you're going to hear God say which one you need to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, really? I'm going to hear God say, yeah, you're going to get unction in your spirit. The one you need to go to, that's when you're going to feel the Holy Ghost unction that thing in your spirit. Give him
yes.
a dollar.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't got to leave it to your own chance, because should I? Because you might give everybody a dollar. And everybody is not the one God wanted you to give a dollar.
That's true.
Go on now.
Yes.
He's going to lead you to the ones that he's saying, give this person a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other thing. He may lead you to someone that got a coat's purse on and, you know, they got a fur coat and all this, or a little brother driving a Jaguar or something. You know, he may lead you and say, give him $50. And you're looking over at that Jaguar going, ooh, the devil is a liar. I ain't about to give him my money. Because you see him in a Jaguar.
Yes.
And you
yes.
don't see what God sees. And guess what? You don't need to see what God sees. You just need to do what God has put in your spirit to do. Come on now.
Yeah, absolutely.
My goodness. Because we're worried about what the person has, what they're driving, and we don't know why God led us there.
That's true. We don't.
Thank you, God. And so if he unctions in your spirit, you ought to obey what God has told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. God says, Kathy, go over there and give Sally $50. And I look. I said, oh, she got a coach purse. Her nails is done. Uh-huh. I see. Ooh, the devil is alive. She ain't getting this 50. And then later on, I think about it. And I go, you know, I guess I should give her the $50. I mean, I got to see what God was trying to get me to do, so let me take her the $50. And I take her the $50 later on. Well, that's delayed obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You
that's
miss
right.
God's timing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're going to obey him, you got to obey him when you hear it unctioned in your spirit.
Yeah.
You don't get to pick and choose when you're going to give him the 50. You don't get to pick and choose when you're going to offer help. If God says do it now, you got to do it now.
That's right.
Delayed obedience is disobedience.
Yes. Yes.
Come on now. This is to help all of us. We've got to understand when we do something when we want to do it as opposed to when God asks us, that's disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, oh, I did what God told me to do. Saul said the same thing. I did what he told you. Samuel said, what's that I hear behind you? Ain't nobody tell you to do that. Ooh, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
I go now to try to close this out for all of you guys. Look at King David. King David says, yeah, I might be a shepherd, but I need a shepherd just like every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone watching out for me. I need someone protecting me. I need someone leading and guiding me. Because if anybody know King David, they know there were times when his he got on a crooked path.
Yes, yes.
And God came and made his crooked path straight.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did he make his crooked path straight, he said, this is a man after my own heart.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. You know, mm-hmm. I love this because he says, you prepare a table in the presence of mine enemy. You know what King David was saying? King David said, Lord God, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you. You ever been invited to someone's house for dinner? I love how he did this. You've ever been invited to someone's house for dinner. You're relying on the host of that dinner to feed you. They're going to give you your plate of food. They're going to give you whatever's to drink. And then afterwards, if you want some more to drink, they're going to look at you and say, you want something else to drink?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say yes or no, whatever. You don't get up and go to the refrigerator, open it up, and grab yourself something to drink. Unless you felt, and family sometimes can't even do it because they were strangers than anybody. But the thing is, you're depending on the host of the dinner. To fulfill your dinner needs, right?
Right.
Yeah, and that's what King David is saying. I depend on you, God.
Yes.
You prepared the table before my enemies. You have invited me. I am a special guest. You're hosting me. He's displaying his relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a close
yes.
relationship with God. He says, and you know what? I don't have to worry about my enemies. Cause, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Here's the other thing. He said, you prepared the table before my enemies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing. A lot of times, we don't know who our enemies are.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we think they're friends. Sometimes we think they're family.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who Satan is using at the time to
mm-hmm.
do his dirty works.
That's right. We don't.
So when God is preparing that table, guess what? A whole lot of people can see God's blessings on you.
Yes. Yes.
And only God knows who your real enemies are.
That's
your
right.
enemies is anyone that would allow Satan to use them to come up against you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Satan isn't your enemy. Satan is God's enemy.
That's right.
But Satan is using others to come up against you. Why?
Yes.
Because God is his enemy. And if God is his enemy, he wants to take out God's children. My goodness, thank you, God. And so David says, you know, you prepare a table in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head, huh? And my cup overflows. Every one of my needs you have provided abundantly for.
Yes, he has.
My cup can't even sustain all the blessings that you're pouring out on me. And a lot of times people think that what God is pouring out is money and houses. No, sometimes it's just peace. Because guess what? David was getting a peace of mind out there.
Yes.
Knowing that all these adversaries were rising up against him. God gave him the best thing he could get, and that was peace of mind.
Yes.
Even though my enemies is all over me, traveling all over. And guess what? Even King David says, if they had been an enemy, I would understand them treating me like this. These aren't enemies. These are people that I love treating me this way. Right? And so now he's letting God know, I depend on you. I don't even know who my enemies are.
Yes.
I need you, God. I need you to lead me in the way I should go. I need you to protect me while I'm going. I need you.
Yes, Lord.
You are the good shepherd. You are the one that's looking out for every last one of us.
Yes, he is.
He says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me. He already done told him, you preparing the table before my enemy. That's David saying, I'm depending on you to feed me during this time. I'm depending on you. Huh?
Yes.
I'm depending on you. Bless me. I can't do this on my own. Even though you've called me to be a shepherd, I am a man of authority that's also under authority. Yeah, come on now. Ha!
Yes,
woo!
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. And so now King David, and this is the end of it, he says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life.
Yes.
He didn't say, while I'm going through this or I'm going through that. He said, all the days of my life.
Yes.
And this is why, even though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Right? Because guess what? It only looks like I'm about to die. I'm not about to die. Not unless you say I'm going to die.
Right?
But guess what? So even though I'm walking in the shadow of death, I'm not going to die. And a lot of times we feel so bad. We feel there's nothing left in this life for us. It is so overwhelming. And we don't realize we have to get the same state of mind that King David had.
Yes.
He had peace in the midst of it all.
Yes, he did.
He had, you know what? King David had a baby with Bathsheba, and guess what? God couldn't let that baby live because you know what they did. He went and took another man's wife and had a baby with her. And so David cried out, and he fasted, and he cried out to God, don't do this, you know, don't hurt my son, don't hurt. No, I can't let you have this one. Sorry. And so he took the kid, and David, you know, he was just messed up during the time that he was praying. And right after God took the kid, guess what? They said David got up, got dressed, started eating, started living.
Because his mourning period is over.
I started looking, going, what's going on? He was just mourning and crying out before God and all of this. And guess what? Well, it's done, right? I knew I couldn't have it, but I still prayed to God. And I know God's way. He is not going to condone sin. He is not going to support sin. He is not going to back sin.
That's
he
right.
is a righteous God.
Yes. Yes.
Don't pray to God for things that go against his, the very word that he preaches.
Mm-hmm.
If you're praying for something that goes against God's word, it goes against him.
Yep.
And God is not. He is not going to bless that. Mm-hmm. Right? He's not going to bless that. He's going to protect you. He's going to try to lead and guide you. Did you hear what I said? He's going to try to lead and guide you. Because guess what? You still have a choice to make.
Yes.
He's trying to lead you. He's trying to guide you. But it's up to you what choice you're going to make. Are you going to listen and take direction and guidance from him? Or are you going to choose your own route? I love this. David says, I'm safe in his arms.
Yep.
I got enemies all around me trying to get me, right? And, mm-hmm. and the reason why he used the sheep and God being a shepherd, other than the obvious, God is the shepherd, mm-hmm. other than obvious, look at it. In the wilderness, sheep are out there at the mercy of whoever's shepherding them.
Oh, yes.
Because you got the wolves, you got the lion, you got coyotes, and sheep don't know. Their senses don't go off when they're in danger.
No.
They just keep on grazing. They don't know they're in danger. Right? They're relying on the shepherd.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
David is saying, I'm relying on you, Lord.
Yes, he
that will. Rod that you have, that staff in your hand, you're going to protect me, and then you're going to lead and guide me to a place of safety.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But God is telling all of us today, you have taken me out of the place of being a shepherd in your life. You're making your own choices. You're going the route you want to go. You're not letting me lead and guide you to a safe place. And that's why you don't feel like you're safe in his arms. Because you've walked away from your relationship with him. Guess what, Sally, Bobby, John? You walked away from God. God did not walk away from you.
Yeah.
In fact, if you turn around, you're going to see him.
Mm-hmm.
You said, if I turn around, you turn around, they're going to be calling you. You still need a job? You turn around, they're going to be calling. Somebody told me that something came in my spirit just to bring you something to eat. You turn around, you're going to see it, knock on the door. I don't know, just something came over me and I felt like I needed to bring you this $10. That's what I mean. When you turn around, you're going to see him because he never left you.
Yes.
You walked away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's not walking you off. He's still your shepherd. He's still watching over you.
Thank you, God.
That's the good news. You're still safe in his arms. Even though you're doing what you want to do, he's still protecting you.
Yes, he is. Thank you,
God. I love how he did that. He said, Kathy, you need to let them know they're still safe in my arms.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though they think they're going through, it could be so much worse if I wasn't still protecting them.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he protecting us? Because he still loves us.
Yes, absolutely.
The problem is we don't realize we're still safe in his arms. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Ooh, to God be the glory. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise.
Yeah.
truly, truly, we are safe in his arms. And where there's no other arms that we gonna feel that safe but the arms of God. And we thank you for that message. And like you said, you know, God doesn't leave us. We leave him. And he's always be right beside us going through what we're going through. He just need us to say, Lord, I need you in this time. And he is our shepherd, and we have to constantly continue following him if we want to be with him in eternity. So at this time, I'd like to ask our guest online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. 980-417, God bless you. How are you this evening, and do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. If not, okay. So at this time, we will have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen. Faith in the arms, in his arms.
Faith in his arms. I tell you the truth. You know what? That youngin', he done snuck on the line again. He told me, just listen out for 980, then you'll know. He said, well, don't ask me, don't say nothing, just get ready. Yeah, and I heard the number and went, really, Lord, he's on the line?
Yes.
Bless
their
heart.
Bless his heart.
Oh, my goodness, bless his heart. Bless his heart. All of us, everyone under the sound of my voice, we're really safe in his arms, and we are the sheep, and God is that shepherd,
yes,
right?
He is.
He's trying to lead and guide us in the way he wants us to go.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, not only that,
yes.
Even right now, he's saying, are you ready to come in?
Mm.
Are you ready? He's not going to make you come in. He's
asking
you, are you ready to come in? He has simplified it so that no matter what you've done, where you've been, what you're doing right now, he's not concerned with that. His only concern is where you're going.
Mm-mm.
Are you going to make a conscious decision today and give your life to Christ?
Yes.
This is all you got to do. Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Come into my life, Lord God. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And after you do that, you say, Father God, please lead and guide me to a good household of faith where I can continue to grow into the knowledge of who you are. And I'm telling you, that's all it takes. But guess what? That's not it. That's what it takes to accept him. And then you've got to understand it's a process.
Yes.
It's a daily walk. God is cleaning us up daily. He's refreshing us, restoring us, rebuilding us, equipping us to do the work ourselves. So we thank God. We thank God that we are safe in his arms.
Yes.
Right? We just don't know it. We sheep wandering around. And we think that we're protecting ourselves. We think that we're covering ourselves. No, God is still protecting us.
Yes, he is.
Even though we haven't come in yet, he's still protecting us, still watching out for every last one of his. And when I say his, I mean even the ones that have not made that decision yet to come in. We thank God. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for your word on tonight, to how you gently came in to remind us how much you love us. You love us where you will never leave us unprotected. You are always right there by our side. Whenever we're ready to embrace you, to know that my God is still there, we can walk with the peace of mind that King David spoke of. He had a peace of mind because he knew that God was still protecting and watching out, meeting every last one of his needs. We thank you for all that you've done, all
thank
that
you,
you're
God.
Doing, and all
thank
that you're going to
you.
Do, God. Thank you. thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves, in spite of the wrong, in spite of all that we do that's displeasing in your sight. You still did a love on us. And for that, we all say thank you, and thank you for reminding us.
Yeah.
We need to look at the devil and say, I am safe. You know, when that umpire look at you and say, you're out, you go, no, I'm safe. I'm safe in his arms. Amen. God bless you guys. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
God bless you. We want to thank each and every one of you, all of our listeners on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. God bless you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So good night, everyone.
Have a good night. Love you.
Love you, too. And thank you. And on that note, we're going to leave out on heaven's door. Praise be to God. Shalom.
my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.